Washington congressional Democrats are demanding that the Justice Department turn over the full report from special counsel Robert Mueller, while Republicans insist it is time to move on from the Russia investigation. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
It's a simple request for transparency, nothing more, nothing less, not to make a decision as to what you believe, not to say what we ought to do about it, just to make it public.
President Trump says the release of Mueller's full report would not be a problem for him. And he and his allies are blasting those Mr. Trump says were responsible for starting the probe in the first place. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Without naming anybody, the president says his foes did treasonous things.
Those people will certainly be looked at.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says he'll investigate Justice Department actions after the president compared them to a failed coup.
We'll begin to unpack the other side of the story.
Democrats, meantime, are dismissing Attorney General William Barr's summary of the special counsel's report, seizing on a line that says the report does not exonerate the president of obstruction, though Barr said there's not enough evidence to find the president committed a crime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An election monitoring group has issued a critical report of the run-up to Thailand's weekend presidential vote, saying it was tilted to benefit a party close to the ruling military junta. The Bangkok-based Asian Network for Free Elections also said a disorganized ballot counting process created mistrust. The group stopped short of declaring outright election fraud, in which both a pro-junta party and an opposition party linked to a self-exiled former premier have claimed victory. Confusion about voting results have diminished hopes that Thailand's first election since a 2014 military coup would end nearly 15 years of political turmoil in Southeast Asia's second largest economy. This is VOA News. Israeli warplanes carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip overnight amid reports of continued rocket fire from the Palestinian territory. The Israeli raids, we're told, hit dozens of targets across Gaza, including the office of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. Reuters correspondent Saskia O'Donohue reports.
The Israeli military carried out more airstrikes on Hamas targets in Gaza on Monday, hours after a rocket launched from Gaza hit and destroyed a home north of Tel Aviv that morning. Israeli authorities say that six people were wounded. A Hamas naval position has been hit, as well as a large training camp in Gaza, according to Palestinian officials. But it's not immediately clear how many casualties may have resulted. Both positions were likely to have been evacuated, as Hamas had hours of notice that Israeli strikes were coming. Hamas has also not confirmed or denied their involvement in the initial rocket attack. Earlier this month, Israel said two rockets were launched at Tel Aviv, blaming Hamas Islamists. But a security official later said they'd been set off by accident.
That was Saskia O'Donohue of Reuters. The latest round of Gaza hostilities prompted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short his trip to Washington, but not before President Trump signed an executive order granting U.S. recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. That territory was taken from Syria during the 1967 Arab-Israeli Six-Day War and was unilaterally annexed by Israel in 1981. Netanyahu said Mr. Trump had turned a half-century-old military victory into a diplomatic victory. It also seems a clear boost to Netanyahu's re-election bid, which is just 2 weeks away and which has been undercut by formal charges of criminal conduct by the prime minister while in office. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has warned his Russian counterpart that the United States will not stand idly by if Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. This after two Russian Air Force planes reportedly landed in Caracas Monday, said to be aboard a Russian defense official and scores of troops. Moscow is backing embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, while the United States, along with dozens of other countries, supports opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has declared himself the country's interim president. Pompeo reportedly told Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, quote, "Russian military support of the illegitimate regime of Nicolas Maduro risks prolonging the suffering of the Ethiopian people, of the Venezuelan people, excuse me. An independent panel of experts will investigate how U.S. regulators certify that planes are safe to fly after two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliners. Airlines around the world have grounded the MAX 8 until more is known about why two airliners went down. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1.